Hey everyone! Before we get started, I just want to let you know that your input can directly make our shows better. One of the biggest ways to support your favorite shows here is by rating and commenting on iTunes. All of our shows are available in Apple Podcast form on iTunes, and all you have to do is search for AfterBuzz and your favorite show title. Once you're there, leave the show a rating and a comment on why you like the show or any comments you have for the hosts. Thank you so much for listening, and we hope to continue to bring you the best shows we possibly can.
Hey, AfterBuzzers, you're tuned into the SNL AfterBuzz After Show. We're talking about James Franco and SZA. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Say you got a girl, how you want me?
Sultry soul, that's what you said, right?
Yes, sultry, sexy soul.
This is of the sultry soul. Say that five times. I guess it's...
That's a good warm-up.
Yeah. Starting drinking games already.
I don't think I can say it once.
Hey, everybody, you're tuned in to the SNL After Show. Thanks for joining us. Wow, what an episode. You know, sometimes they kill it, like last episode. Sometimes they're fine, like this one. Whatever. What can you do? Before we get into it, Elizabeth, where can they find you on the internet?
All right, everybody. Hi. Thanks for being with us tonight. My name is Elizabeth Alfano, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at DinnerPartyCHGO, and check out all my celeb interviews at thedinnerparty.tv.
I'm Amy Maestri, and you can find me at internet at Amy Maestri.
What's up, everyone? I'm Steph Sabra. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Steph Sabra.
And I'm Kelly Bakener. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Holly Weirdo. Yeah. I do love James Franco. I'm wearing one of his shirts.
She's been talking about this for a while, you guys.
I have like three shirts. It's cool.
And you just met him, right?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Planting the seed.
Yeah. When did you meet James Franco?
At the Disaster Artist After Party at AFI. And I smoked weed with Doug Benson. It's really cool. We're buds now.
Yeah, sure.
And I smoked weed with Seth Rogen, and he gave us a joint after, and I have the blunt, the little roach.
You've kept it.
Oh,
was
yes.
It from the
Sleeping
Stony
with it under
Awards?
Your pillow?
Oh, man. But, yeah, that was really fun. Way more fun than this episode. It was fine.
I like this episode, but we'll get into
it. I think I always get too like, high expectations.
Yeah. Depending on the guest.
Yeah, even though I know, like, every time I get super high expectations with a guest, they always are disappointed. Not them, but, like, the writing,
yeah.
I feel like.
Yeah.
Especially this week. The cold open. I thought this was fun, though, because it's always fun to make kids say stuff.
I agree.
Say something. Yeah.
No, but say stuff that they don't know.
Yeah.
Hopefully they don't know. I don't know.
I hope, though, that if you guys can't, because I saw the from NBC recording and the Hulu recording, they redid it for Hulu.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, and it's a lot better, because the kids I know messed up a few of the lines. When they redo it, I was glad. I'm happy I watched the Hulu version first, because it was really funny. It's my favorite cold open, I think, of the season. And then watching the kids mess up, I was like, oh my god, you suck. But then I felt bad because they're kids, but then I didn't.
They always record the dress rehearsal and the live one. Mm. And if the live one isn't good, they'll switch it.
Oh.
Yeah, or if like someone drops an F-bomb. Yeah. They don't want to pay a fine.
Yeah. They let those fly in Hulu, though. So they let the F-bomb come through and another swear word come right through in Hulu. I mean, they bleeped it out, but they bleeped it out like 3 seconds after the word. So you knew what they were
saying.
Wait,
there was an F-bomb in this show?
Yeah, there was. There was. I thought it was Franco who said it. Maybe I'm wrong.
Michael Che had a few words.
Yeah. Wait, really?
Oh, yeah. A few words.
But he can say whatever he wants.
Oh, he can.
Because he's Michael Che.
Oh, I love him. Okay, wait. Hold on. Before we move on, I was disappointed in this cold open. Okay,
really?
I loved when that Asian girl said, and live from New York, it's Saturday night. Okay, so that was a highlight for me, but...
Lucky kid.
Because they just... No kidding.
I saw tweets about that.
They just ran down the news. It wasn't that
funny. That's
how funny.
Every cold open was, though.
Fair enough, and every time we say the same thing. Where's really the humor here? They're just going at the news, which... Pathetic and, I guess, funny in its own right, but it's written by the people committing those atrocities.
Yeah.
So I just felt like they were, you know, and I watched the news, and so I already know that Al Franken is coming down and Roy Moore is about to be elected. So
I usually agree with you on that, but I think that they did do it they succeeded this time as opposed to the other ones. I thought they had funnier one-liners explaining the news, like, mm-hmm. it's about Roy Moore. It's not a list. It's more of a registry.
Yes,
like,
that good.
Was funny.
Yes.
Things
and
like that.
Toy Matt Lauer.
Yes. Yeah, that was great. Yes, it's not that it wasn't entertaining. It was just... There wasn't real writing there.
See,
it was just right from the news.
I like that they always end up, yeah, like you said, so many of their cold opens are just reading the news, mm-hmm. but I liked this because they took it out of, it wasn't just Trump
in the White House.
It wasn't Kellyanne just sitting there. What, you know, like they took it out of politics while still making it about politics. I think it went on a little bit too long, but the escalation of like the things that the kids were bringing up was good.
Yeah,
so I liked that. And I loved Kate's character of her just like trying to not say anything, but then every once in a while, like when she did the fist bump.
It's almost like her in real life.
Yeah.
I feel
yes.
like.
Yeah. Well, I felt when she said, you know, 19 accusers, Google it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. Hit it, elf. Hit it, elf.
She's trying. She's trying.
Yeah, that's why I liked it too, Amy, because cold opens are usually boring and just like listing the news, but at least they switched it up this time and made it a little bit festive. The monologue was whatever. It's just like, hey, look at all my famous friends here. Oh, hey, Jonah Hill looks like he's a recovering drug addict, doesn't he?
He does.
Some people need to be fat. I'm sorry. Jonah Hill, you need to be fat.
I don't know. I thought he looked handsome.
Oh, the opposite of
fat. We always have the opposite, feeling. I thought he looked attractive, but I thought there is no monologue here. Basically, you know, pimped out your friends a little bit in the audience. Always love to see Steve Martin, who doesn't, Jonah Hill and Seth Rogen, but then the monologue came and went. That was the monologue.
That's how I felt, too.
I did like it because I love there's certain groups of people, I can just watch them talking about whatever they want to talk about, and it's still funny. They're one of them where you just want to be friends with them, so whatever they have to talk about, I'm cool watching.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was basically like, you know, any excuse to get to see, like, Steve Martin, I'm okay with.
I heard people in the crowd like, really excited.
Yes.
The one girl that was talking next to Seth Rogen, I bet, was like so stoked. Because I feel like you could tell that she was not a plant. Right. She was a normal person.
No, he was just the plant.
Yeah.
And whoever was next to him was next to him.
And James Franco can wear the hell out of a suit.
True.
Can't he, though?
Retweet.
Great pictures, too. Like you said, in between Z's. All the
love
photos.
Those.
Yeah.
Speaking of him wearing
man of many talents.
Yes. Oh yeah. I think he's gonna be a silver fox when he gets older.
Totally.
The other day I watched like 2 hours of his interviews. And
just getting ready for it.
Like, just prepping for my lead host.
Yeah. No, just like I just love him. Too much. Didn't love this one, the sexual assault in the worst workplace, arguably the worst sketch of the night, wildly inappropriate and offensive. I don't know how the women on SNL, who like did something so awesome and progressive and killer, Welcome to Hell last week,
to do
this. Oh yeah, okay, so it's cool for an old cute man to be way more gross, and we're okay with that? Like, are you trying to make women dumb?
No, wait, they're not okay with that.
No, they wanted Charlie.
Oh,
who
Charlie,
was
but he's not the CEO, mm-hmm. right?
The CEO who was just saying you have to smile or whatever. Who actually, I guess he wasn't as offensive. I'm assuming.
Because he was saying things like, oh, I wish you would smile more.
Yeah.
Like, things that are still, like...
Like, irksome, but
not... You're a creep!
Yeah.
I agree with you. It was... I see what they were trying to do. I feel like it was kind of a play off of the Roy Moore and Al Franken situation where certain groups of people, hashtag Fox News, want to demonize certain people when it makes sense to them, but when it's in their party, they'll endorse them, like we've seen the president do twice now.
Yeah.
So
get them.
Yeah.
Basically, be a leper for children.
Okay. I see what they were trying to do, but it just wasn't done right, and I feel like they're a lot smarter than that.
Yeah, I think the commentary was really good on that idea of, like, how some people do, like, try to make certain things okay. It's like, oh, he's just a silly old man. Like, so it's okay for some people to do it when it's not for others. But I think, the way that they did it almost made it seem like they were almost, like... It was like they were dumb.
Yeah, I think if it wasn't just women versus men, it would have been, like, different.
Yeah.
Because, what I took from it is just, like, oh, people are, like, with the sexual assaults, women are exaggerating things and, like, not taking other things as seriously.
Yeah.
If it was something else, like, I don't know what, but just maybe just not just women versus, like, sexual assaults, it could have, it would have played better, but
true.
It was just, I hated it so much. And I can't believe they were, like, the girls were okay with it. I don't know, just really mad about it.
Okay, so I saw this in a different light, but I agree with everything that you've said. I was really thinking about something completely different when this whole skit played out. I thought that they were... So maybe I took this too far. He's not a rapper, Charlie, but I thought that maybe because of the color of Keenan's skin that they were trying to make the parallel that for a long time, white women bought rap, and rap has not been too kind to women. And so even though he's not a rapper, I thought there's no way that these smart women could be writing this script. It didn't even occur to me that they would actually be condoning Charlie. I actually thought, oh, they're saying that there's a certain portion of society that women still buy into if it happens, and that's if
I'm not sure what.
I was making a connection to the rap.
I think there is some
rap has not been kind to women. Yeah, I mean, it's all denigrating to women. Yeah. The lyrics are, but he's not a rapper.
He's an old black man,
right?
Just
yes,
he's
I know.
Black, he's no, but, mean he's a rapper.
Right, well,
Eminem's a great rapper.
But that's why I was thinking, where are they going with this?
No,
why would they be doing it?
I think there is some issues with, you see, like, white feminism, especially, mm-hmm. there's a lot of ignorance that comes with it when you criticize it, mm-hmm. but, and that is one of them, but I don't think that was it. Yeah. I mean, I really don't think that was it, because he was, I think it's more that he was an old man, and it's like, we get to choose and pick who creeps us out and who doesn't.
When, I think yeah. what you said about Al Franken versus Roy Moore, I think that's what they were trying to do. But as a woman, I didn't get that because I saw it was a sexual assault thing about women choosing, like, oh, this is a cute old black man and this is a serious CEO guy that's,
like yeah.
The
yeah.
boss. The boss.
I think they're trying to do a lot of things in it, and yeah. it just didn't come across well. I don't
but
think
I, yeah, I don't think it had anything to do with race.
Well, I don't think yeah. so. I think it was just like cute old people.
But, yeah.
But then that's where that lost yeah. me, because basically if that's true, and the more I talk with you guys, the more I see exactly what you're saying, and they're basically making the point for men or anyone against these claims that women are making, because basically if that's the case, then mm-hmm. the writers just said, okay, these women pick and choose when it's a yeah. problem and when it isn't. And,
oh, it's
and
funny
they seemed,
to me, so it's not a problem.
Well, even worse, like, the skit was then saying, and they only find it a problem when wealthy white men do it.
Yeah.
Which is really playing into Republican hands yeah. there, so.
Yeah, because that's not true. And
of course.
Either
they're
way,
the brunt of the problem.
Yeah.
Either way, it didn't work. It didn't work. It was a terrible first sketch, I feel like.
I
it
know,
just
right
put in
gate.
A bad taste in my mouth immediately. Fortunately, blood came, and that made me laugh a lot.
Gift wrap!
Oh, gift wrapping, man. You could make the... This sketch was pretty much a train wreck, but...
Oh my God,
it was so funny.
It was
hilarious. So fun. Like, just... Just give me blood squirting everywhere and people not knowing how to deal with it. Sign me up.
It reminded me of the, I don't know if you guys remember this, when Jason Sudeikis did the acupuncture with Kristen Wiig.
Oh,
and the
yeah.
blood went everywhere. I mean, that was a killer a killer skit. And I feel like it was the same thing where it's, if you buy into it completely, like James Franco is a master at, it's hilarious.
Yeah. Even though, like, his arm looked weird, the foot was
the
just,
foot
like,
was already
gone
off.
From
yeah.
the get-go.
And I think Leslie was actually, I think she is afraid of blood, right?
Oh, maybe.
I think,
she seemed pretty creeped out.
It seemed like it was, yeah. she couldn't even get her lines out.
Yeah, she reacted
she was having a
so
problem.
Weird.
And yeah. if you look yeah, at their did. Face, the other cast members' faces, they kind of were away. They thought it was funny because they knew she was actually maybe going to throw up.
Yeah.
She seemed yeah. like it, actually. Yeah.
Well, I think sketches like this are, they have one purpose. And it is that it is always going to be a train wreck.
Yeah.
Like, and that's why it's funny to me. They're not good sketches. They're not well written. They're not, but they end up being funny because, like, you just see what kind of mayhem follows.
Yeah.
So it's always going to be, like, it's a silly, funny thing where you're just like, this is yeah. awful. Yeah. So it's hilarious.
I also thought it was smart to put after this terrible sketch to be like, hey, forget about that. Look at all this weird stuff.
We're being
no,
zany.
We don't know what we're doing.
Well, so it reminded me of Dan Aykroyd. being Julia Child, sort of the classic, most classic ever sketch of blood and, you know,
whoop, so good. Just sign me up for all that. I always think of at the Addams Family. Remember when they do Wednesday and Pugsley do a play and they're like sword fighting each other and Wednesday gets like slashed and she goes to the audience like, oh no, and it splashes the whole audience. Whatever, it's really fun.
Hilarious.
Good story, Kelly.
Watch the Addams Family. Scrooge. Modern day Scrooge. So good.
Cheers to you, Scrooge.
Yeah. What a tush. Oh my god. Hilarious. Nice butt action there.
Dude, that ending was perfect. Just
it was hilarious.
I thought this was a great sketch.
It had me from the beginning.
I was thinking about you because I know you don't like the Kyle Mooney skits that much, and this was hilarious.
Yeah, I thought this was great.
I love them all, but this was the best.
Yeah. Beck was incredible.
He was so fantastic.
Oh my gosh.
Nailed it from the beginning.
And I liked how the progression of this modern day Scrooge, because like he started out being like, oh, of course they know what I'm doing. They're watching my Instagram story. Yeah.
Kelly had some relatable moments with Scrooge. If you guys,
that's a me.
Care to know a little bit more about her? Yeah.
But that was it. But it is funny because you do know these people. You know the person that like asks for cocaine and then takes it
the
all
whole thing.
All of it. What? What are you?
He's got some right here. Yeah, it's too great.
I don't know why it made me laugh so much, too. The line when he was looking at the Wes Anderson movies and he's like, oh, I bet you and your friends like the soundtracks, too, because you suck.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know why that got me so.
No, all his lines were like that, where I was just dying laughing, especially when the intro, when he was just making fun of his roommate's friends, everything about that was...
Yeah.
I just wish James Franco was in it more.
Wish I had that outfit. Can you imagine if you were just walking around the month of December in a
That's a great idea.
I do,
Go ahead, Steph.
New character for Amy.
Oh, God, yeah. I might. I do wish James Franco was in it more, but I also just love that he's just like, oh, sad guy on the roof.
And he flies away.
Thing at a party. Yeah, then he flies away.
Oh,
so
God.
Good.
Perfect. The spelling bee. This was fine. What did you guys think of
it? I loved it.
Yeah?
I loved it. I thought it was hilarious. It was another time where I feel like James Franco is completely in it, so it's funny to me. Yeah.
I did love his... Didn't he kind of break with Little Pig Boy?
Yes, he did. And that's so cute to see.
I thought this was a kind of like a throwback to the writing that we're used to seeing. I felt like the writing was really good. For me, I thought it was really good writing, and how when they would say the word and then ask for it in a sentence, he would basically say the same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
And then connect it all into his sad life story.
Yeah.
I think, I totally agree. It was really well written. Like, structurally, it was very good. I loved all the beats. They escalated to Little Pig Boy at the end.
Hilarious.
Like, his weirdness started really weird, but they were still able to, like, go places from there. I loved Alex and Kate, their chemistry going back and forth, and him just not knowing how to spell.
Yeah.
Like, it was a little extra thing that they tossed
in. All the characters made sense.
Yeah.
It worked well. Yeah,
yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. I just wish it heightened a little more, because he was creepy from the beginning. I wish he did something instead of just be, like, static. Heightening,
the mistress,
you know?
True, though, that mistress gets to stand on dirty little pig boy.
Yeah. It was funny, though, but I just wanted a little more.
I just loved Pete's delivery, too, and he was just like, yeah, man, could you give me, like, a normal word?
So I liked the showcasing of all of the actors. I mean, I thought everyone from the cast did well in it, so there wasn't one weak point. Mm-hmm. I can't say that it was my favorite sketch or it was a, you know, knock it out of the park kind of thing, but I thought it was just a solid B+. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody hit it. The writing was good. It escalated.
Yeah. SZA was next. I don't know. She was cool. I kind of zoned out because pizza delivered during this time.
Priorities, man.
That's a priorities.
I got a free Domino's pizza because
nice.
I order there a lot.
Winning. Me too. I have tons of points.
Yeah. What do you think of
it? I thought she looked like a Christmas angel and sounded like a holy queen. Honestly, I
love
her.
Is that good or bad?
I feel like she's next up in terms of in the R&B world, especially as a female artist. She's really good, and she's really cool. If you follow her in her social media and stuff, she just seems really cool and down to earth, and I feel like you see that in her music, and I just think she's, like, a real artist, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, musically it was great. And, I mean, her voice is incredible.
I just wanted some upbeat songs.
I know she's sultry
and whatever, but I want some happy music.
I thought she was outstanding. I thought she was the best musical guest we've had this season, all 43. I loved the choir behind her. I loved them. It wasn't all female, but it was almost close. I loved the front row with horns and clarinet. I loved it. I thought her outfits were really interesting, too, particularly the second song. I can't remember exactly what she was wearing the first song. But it was like a yellow tracksuit that was a gown.
It was awesome.
So it was like meant to be a tracksuit, but it was a gown. And I thought her voice was outstanding. I thought she was great.
Yeah, yeah. I agree. She was so awesome.
Killer. Cool. Update. Let's get into the people. Do you guys have any favorite jokes? And then we'll talk about the.
I liked, of course, one of the ones that the audience booed again. It was like the government shutdown, which is now when a woman tells a senator to pull his pants back up. Yeah. And then I liked that Colin called them out because then, like, after they kind of booed, like, did a ooh on that one, he was like, oh, you're going to love the next one. Yeah.
Time to open 3 more doors on our sexual harassment themed advent calendar. That I need in my house.
My friend does that. Did I tell you this last week?
Yeah. Okay, and I need to meet that friend.
And the pedophile Pokemon. Yeah. Classic.
I feel like they stole that idea from my friend, the advent calendar. But whatever. I loved the R. Kelly, Betty was pissed.
Yeah.
So clever.
Agreed.
And I wrote down Harvey Weinstein. I guess there's a funny Harvey Weinstein joke, but I forget.
Oh, his bathrobe.
Yeah. Oh, the fires. Yes. The fires. Yes.
LA fires.
Spread worse than the worst spread since Harvey Weinstein spread his bathrobe.
Yes. I think so.
Great. Give me nudity, urine, all that dirty shit.
I also loved when endorsing an accused child molester, you can't tell them to go get him.
Yes, of course. Right.
Yeah. Winner line.
Yes.
Kathy Ann, I kind of zoned out. I don't know. Some of Cecily's characters, I just am like, whatever. And that's how I feel about Kathy Ann. And then the weird married thing at the end. What the heck was that about? She's married to Michael Che?
I almost wonder if that was like a weird inside joke that they were just like, just say it at the end because it'll be funny to the two of us. Yeah. Yes. No one else.
I love Kathy Ann, but it wasn't her best performance as Kathy Ann, but she's still really funny and really good at that voice.
Yeah. That's what I like. She's so unique in her characters, like, and the voices that she does. I really like how specific she is and like the weird things that she says. Kate's also really good at that with her characters, but like saying like you can't meet your heroes, who in her case is the Taco Bell Chihuahua in her vagina. I loved that she called Kristen Jelly Beans and Al Franco
I loved Al Franco.
Fantastic, yeah.
But yeah, I think the specifics with her are always great because it's just so weird. But yeah, I think she's had better, but it's...
Yeah, it's a good voice, at least.
And she's so committed. I love how she really just plays that character in full and gets all the intonations in her voice, and she's really great. I think she knocked it out.
Mm-hmm. What knocked it out for me, though... was a white woman named Gretchen.
Yes. Yes.
I was expecting
best
it to...
Best ever.
I was expecting it to be like... I was like, oh no, is this going to be white like me again? Like what Eddie Murphy did in the
80s? Oh, yeah.
No, this was...
So good.
So hilarious. Just, he didn't wear makeup.
This was so hilarious.
Yes. Did you wear makeup?
So this was the best writing ever, I thought. And the reason is because they brought something subtly different to the argument. So we've all been saying, okay, women are standing up and, you know, men should be able to get away with this. And why are some people still running for office, let alone still heading up companies, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, we all know that. Here we're bringing a little bit of, like, Michael Che to the argument. So I love the fact that, like, he's sitting on the L next to, was it Colin?
Alex.
It's next to Alex.
It's not just the regular New York subway, not the Chicago.
Okay, Well, we call it the L, right, fine. Yeah. So, when I got out of business school I sat at boardrooms, I noticed the difference that men take up in the boardroom and women take up. So men take up space, right? They spread out, they're talking louder, and women are taught to always be like this. And so here he gets on the L and he's like, move your leg, dude. And I was like, oh, this is great. We're getting like some of Michael into the argument of how women can combat this. So mm-hmm. I just thought it was fantastic.
He probably wrote it. I mean, yeah. the way he yeah. does yeah. If yeah. you watch his stand-up, which I highly suggest everyone watch it, Michael Che Lives Matter on Netflix, he does a really funny way of making fun of white women in particular. And this one, I feel like he did a good way of making fun of their faults, but also...
kind of agreeing
with
them.
Into the argument. Yeah, yeah, like, your privilege is mad toxic, bro. Like, I'm like, yes, it is. Yeah. Don't you mansplain to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, the mansplaining, the manspreading.
The brunch. Like,
Sunday
winning
brunch.
Over at brunch.
Yes.
And we're all here to get messed up. Keep it coming. He's so great.
Because that's me. Like, that's me at brunch.
I was just like, oh my God, he's me.
Michael Che is all of us.
Oh, God. I'm a wild bitch. I'll pay to see Michael Che just call himself a bitch. Like, it's hilarious.
I love how he didn't change his voice.
No, like, no. It was awesome. So smart.
Again, some of the specifics in it that I loved. I get, because he's all of us, when he was like, I noticed that, like, white women eat a lot of pizza, and then they have to eat a lot of salads in order to balance out the pizza.
He understands us! Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Like, tomorrow for lunch, I'm going to have a salad. The next day, I'm going to have a salad, because I ate a ton of pizza last night.
So good. Yeah. I also like it too, because he's usually just at the update chair. So it's good to see him. Even though he still was basically himself, it's cool to still see him in a sketch that he wrote. And it was way more, like, I thought this was way more for, like, women versus the sexual assault one.
Agreed. Yeah. And why not use Colin Jost and Michael Che more? I mean, they are comedians, you know? They're not just Weekend Update.
Well, I think they choose to not, because I think Jost is one of the head writers, right?
Well, he is the head writer, so he's got a lot of...
No, I get it, but when you can, why not?
Definitely.
Yeah. Killer. Pizza lasagna sketch. Elizabeth, you said you love this. Tell me why, because I hated it.
I didn't love it. I thought it was very fun to watch, because it was fun to watch James Franco say za-za. Just the fact that he didn't mess it up. And I thought, oh, I'm sure he's had a drink or two or more or whatever, some pop before the show. He's going to roll
he's
fun.
He's been sober for 20 years.
Fair enough. Okay. But, you know,
I don't know too much about James Franco.
But,
I'm sorry.
But, you know, like, you sort of expect people to be on Saturday Night Live and, like, kind of be rolling with it. I expect, oh, he's going to fall off of this tongue twister. But he didn't. He just kept nailing it. The za-za, lasagna, za-za. I'm already screwing up. Yeah. So I thought he was great. So I thought that was just fun.
Yeah. I did like his commitment to it.
Yeah, I just thought it was fun.
Agreed. I just thought the writing was weak and, like, where is this going? And also, nobody calls lasagna za. You know? That's what... I guess that was the joke.
Do you guys call pizza za?
As a joke sometimes.
I'm not a douchebag.
Yeah, no. I hear people refer to it as, like,
really?
Yeah,
let's get some za. I had no idea.
Yeah, I think it was, like... This is one of those sketches that never should have been a sketch, because it's a funny idea.
It's just fun.
It's a funny thought where, like, yeah, people are like, oh, yeah, why is it called Za? Funny idea. Mm-hmm. Not an entire sketch. The only good thing about this was his enunciation.
Yeah.
He nailed it. Go anywhere. There weren't any beats to it. He just kept screaming the same thing, and then there was a picture of it.
Yeah.
Tough. Like, literally, I think they all, like... got a bag from Seth Rogen before the show. The writers wrote this when they were stoned and were like, that's hilarious.
What do you want to eat?
They ordered
pizza?
Some pizza.
Lasagna?
Let's make a joke about it.
Terrible.
Steph, do you have anything to add to it?
No, it was the same thing as all of James Franco's sketches. I thought it was funny because of him, but not because of the actual sketch.
Right, he's just committed.
Yeah,
and he looks
amusing.
Great.
Yeah, he just, I don't mind watching him. He can do whatever he wants.
Like, let's just put that sketch on mute.
Yeah.
Awesome sketch.
Yeah. It looks hilarious.
Yeah. Christmas charity digital short. Cecily taking in a homeless person that turns into James Franco. I kind of like the twist.
I love the twist, but it was
missing something,
right? It's not my top digital short, because I usually excel in those, but it was still good, and it was funny, because I like the twist. But, so was it a dream at the end?
No. Okay. I thought he was just character acting, right?
Yeah.
For a new
yeah.
role.
Yeah.
And she fell for it and he didn't correct her. I didn't like it. Sorry. I didn't like it at all. Yeah, I liked the
parody of those kinds of moments in movies where it's like high-powered CEO. Oh, let me do something kind, and like the examples of like going on the carriage ride and like the mustard with the hot. Like
that was
it was also like cheesy and fun and well done throughout it. And then I think it did have a good payoff in the end with that. But yeah, I think the end almost lasted too long for me too. I think when there's a funny payoff at the end of it, it just needs to be that
done
and then out. So I think like him like coming back and stuff. I did also like though Cecily continuing to say go home James Franco or like leave James Franco.
Yeah, I loved how she kept repeating his name.
Yeah.
Elizabeth, we agreed on this. We both didn't like it. Air high five.
Once for once. Oh my gosh.
I also didn't like this one even though I knew Dave Franco was coming out because it was Franco family reunion. And I loved his sweatshirt.
I loved his sweatshirt.
Good call.
So good. I guess this was just another one of those character sketches highlighting
Heidi's.
Heidi Gardner. Hannah for something. Because Hannah was
Mandy in it.
Pretty Mandy.
Yeah. Which I thought it was going to be when she came out. I was like, oh, are they going to be like different characters of James Franco? Because I thought that was the Pineapple Express.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times
that would have been cool.
Yeah, they had that. Remember, they had the Christopher Walken family reunion.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
everybody did Walken impressions.
Amy's was the best. Yeah. Amy Poehler's Christopher Walken is forever my favorite thing.
I gotta rewatch that. Wow.
Ghosts.
But this was dull until What did you guys think? Guys have anything to add?
Fell flat for me.
Yeah,
I think it's a good example of a great character put into a bad sketch. Yeah. I like this character. I like that she carries the dart around with her, that she hit the bullseye with. Like, I like that she's worried about James Franco not doing well. Like, I think the sketch wasn't written well, but I'd like to see this character in another situation.
Yeah, I loved how confident she was in her own success for her little...
little achievements?
The little moments that she excelled at, and I liked... The brother coming in, obviously, but it wasn't great.
Yeah, I did like, at the end, at least, he was the kind of the dumb one, like, oh my god, you hit a bullseye? And I did like his commitment and how
energy.
He looks, you know.
Yeah.
He's also so a great-looking man. Yeah. I would love to be in the middle of a Franco sandwich.
I also like
stand
that
in line.
I also like that he came out and was like, you're still smoking hot, so good for you. Pretty Mandy.
Oh, man. Overall, it was an okay... Like, at least with this episode, the great stuff was so great. You know, like, the Michael Che and Scrudge.
Yeah, that was
Digital
really
shorts,
good.
Kill it. No matter what. Except, well, mostly kill it. Christmas Charity was meh. But you get it. If you guys had to pick an MVP for this episode, who would it be?
Michael Che. Oh, my God. I want to see Gretchen all the time. Yeah. I want her to, like, ride around with me in my car so that we can talk politics.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm totally down for that. Yeah. I'm just going to go with Heidi because... She's crushing it. Mm-hmm. I think, like, whether it, like, that last sketch wasn't great, but, like, the character was amazing. I think, like, I'm very, very excited for her, so I'm going with Heidi.
Cool.
I have to say Michael Che or James Franco he's a really awesome host. I really love his energy and look, so.
Yeah, I'm going with James Franco, too, even though, like, I did like Heidi and Che a lot, but, you know... I just like, even though, like, a lot of the sketches weren't written that well, James still committed to it, and that you could tell that people have fun working with him. At the SNL, you could tell the energy.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Which is great. He also did a great SNL documentary of John Malkovich hosted a holiday episode a few years ago, and on Hulu, there's a great documentary of that whole week.
Oh.
And James Franco did it.
I gotta watch that. Fun.
Yeah. It was supposed to be just him following around Bill Hader, and it was supposed to be like a 5-minute thing, and it turned into like a half an hour or hour or something. documentary of it, so it's really cool.
That's awesome. I haven't seen that.
I love Bill Hader.
That sounds like something he would do, actually.
It's, yeah, it's really
totally James Franco.
Well, I was watching an interview, and he was like, yeah, I was supposed to follow Bill Hader, but I guess because Lauren liked me, he's like, just make a big documentary about it. So that's what
I like James Franco as a host. The same reason, I'll compare him to Elizabeth Banks. And then also, actually, last week I was super bummed I missed it because I loved Saoirse Ronan.
Oh, it was great.
I'm a huge fan of hers anyways, but she was incredible in it. And I think all three of them, they don't seem like, you don't feel like there was a host. Right. Because they fit into everything so well. Like, their commitment was there. They weren't eyeing the cue cards every 2 seconds. Mm-hmm. Like, Saoirse with the Welcome to Hell with Everyone. Like, they just fit into the episode so well. You forget that they're
hosting.
She was
such a good actress.
Yeah.
You know, she, as you say, she just melded right in with the cast.
Yeah. And I think that's why James is so good, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's why he's hosted 4 and Seth has only done 2. There.
This is why we have to see Disaster.
Disaster Artist. I recommend seeing it. I've seen it twice already.
What? I might go see it three tonight. Yeah. Like a 95% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah,
and it's based off the incredible
story.
Incredible film.
But you don't have to see The Room to see it.
Just look up
but
the
I recommend seeing The Room first, because then if you see The Room after, The Room is ruined for you. Because I saw The Disaster Artist first.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, because I saw it in, like, March at South By.
Oh.
And then I just saw The Room recently, and you knew what the funny stuff was coming.
Yeah, you have to see. You should see The Room if you don't at least look up a few clips of, like, the worst, best scenes. No water. It's a prop.
Good catch. It's an illusion.
It's me throwing the water bottles. Get it, Room people and Disaster Artist people. Whatever.
Good rap.
No, but yeah, look up clips too. Because at the end of the Disaster Artist, they show side by sides of like the Room and Disaster Artist things, which is cool. Even if so, that's good if you haven't seen the Room.
You should definitely watch some clips for your own benefit and life journey. You have to
and read the book. I just finished reading the book.
Changed my life.
your words tonight, Steph, are just
they're kind of preach on, girl.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna sit here and like listen.
next week. But thank you.
They thought we actually spilled something.
It's not the Titanic.
It's empty. That's how good AfterBuzz here is. Here, they're quick to pick up messes.
It was vodka, anyways.
Yeah, and it's gone.
And I was gonna say that ship has sailed.
Yeah. Next week is Kevin Hart with Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. You know? I'm kind of off of him, but he is hilarious. So hopefully
I feel like
he makes me like him again.
Yeah. He'll probably bring good energy, though. At least I think he'll commit pretty hard.
Oh yeah.
We'll see, though.
Yeah. I feel like he can be a lot. So hopefully, like the writing. We'll see, because, like, his comedy is usually too big for me, like, everything's been, like,
even though he's little,
the top, get it? Sorry, Kevin. But, yeah, sometimes it goes a little too, like, I like more subtlety sometimes, but he is, I mean, he's really smart. He's very good, so I hope they write well for him.
Also, I feel like he's the type of a lot of people like him that I don't have good expectations for always surprise me. So I feel like he's gonna.
Yeah.
Well, after this
better
week,
to lower your expectations.
Yeah, it'll be nice to see an actual monologue after this week.
Hopefully,
for sure, do something.
Yeah.
He hasn't done anything in a while, and he had his whole scandal that I'll
Kevin
talk
Hart?
About next week.
Oh, I'm interested.
You
to
don't
hear.
Know it. That's why I'm off of him. Not because of his comedy, because of his life's path.
Oh, I gotta ask you about it.
Okay.
I'm gonna keep you guys hanging though on it. Well, because we'll find out next week. Until then, though, Elizabeth, where can we find you on the internet?
Twitter and Instagram at DinnerPartyCHGO. I'm Elizabeth Alfano, and you can find all my stuff, my interviews, at thedinnerparty.tv.
I'm Amy Maestri. You can find me at Amy Maestri.
I'm Steph Zabraw. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Steph Zabraw.
And I'm Kelly McInerney. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Holly Weirdo. Be sure to like and subscribe and comment. Let us know what you think. And, see you next time.
See you next week,
Bye.
Folks.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.